This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to a makeover for a bodega, one of those old-school, locally-owned convenience stores in American cities where, you know, in between the lottery tickets and the Mexican Coca-Colas, there's often a cat blinking lazily in the corner. Now, this revamped bodega is located in a gentrifying neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York, and you have to hear what they did to it. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
One of the new signs outside Jesse's Deli this summer, artisanal roach bombs, $15.99. advertising a can of Raid. Another sign was for
house-cured salami tubes,
$5.99 each. Actually, they're just Slim Jims. And that Himalayan grass-fed tuna salad for $9.99 a pound? Ghassam Itaim, a.k.a. Jesse, the owner of the bodega, he's not going to lie.
There's no such thing, actually.
Yes, the silly upscale names for basic products are a joke, but the price tags may as well be real, Jesse says. He figures that's about what he'd have to charge to stay in business if his rent goes up as much as his landlord told him she's planning to raise it.
From $4,000 right now, currently, we'll be paying $10,000 if it goes up.
Jesse's landlord did not respond to my interview requests. She said publicly that she offered Jesse under market rent a few years ago, but negotiations broke down. Now, the idea to actually turn all this into public satire, that sprung from the brain of two of Jesse's loyal customers, Doug Cameron and Tommy Noonan. Tommy dubbed it the
artisanal landlord price hike sale.
The ironic ad campaign came naturally to Doug and Tommy. They both work in advertising. And as much as they love an old bodega like Jesse's, Doug says they also like some of the artisanal stuff their joke signs mock.
The pro-artisanal folks, the hipster class, let's call it, are the ones certainly that are driving up the rent. But at the same time, they're the ones who, you know, in many cases, really, really feel strong toward keeping these small businesses.
They've used the mock signs to help rally support for a proposal in New York City that would give more protections to small businesses in the face of big rent hikes. And Doug and Tommy launched phase two of their Save the Bodega satire campaign last weekend. Jesse's Deli is now renting out its shelf space to sleep in on Airbnb. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.